Good evening.
Good evening. It's Malka.
How are you doing?
Fine. Out riding my bike.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm out riding my bike.
Okay. Right now, we're waiting for somebody else to come on.
Okay. Such a nice evening.
I agree. It was rather beautiful today. I was out today, and it was really lovely.
Anna. Hey, Anna. Hello. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're going to start with section 40, verse 165. L'shem yichud kudshah barichu ish mintei biv shilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu. L'yakka shem yud hei bavav hei b'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam, Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nanei aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nanei li. Ishretu chamayim sheretz nefesh ha'ikaya. Amar Rabbi Elazar ha'ok muha de'inun. Ma'in rechishu v'yolidu kegavna v'leila v'haitmar v'yof v'yofech al ha'aretz ya'ut uf mi ba'e le'yamahu yofech. Let the water teem with swarms of living creatures. Rabbi Elazar said, we have already explained that the lower waters teemed and gave birth like the upper waters, meaning that the lower waters gave birth to what they received from above. It is said, birds to fly over the earth. Why, he then inquired, was the word yeofef, to fly, instead of the simple Yof. Any questions or comments about the verse?
Okay.
What he's really asking is why is there an additional pay in the verse that we're talking about, which is in Bereshit chapter 1, verse 20. That's really the question that's being asked.
I take it large faces and small faces?
I'm sorry, I didn't. Please say again, you broke up.
Is that pertaining to large faces and small faces?
No. It's the word is spelled, the word to fly in the Aramaic and in the Hebrew is ayin vav pei, so feet.
Okay.
And the word that is in that verse is ayin vav pei, so feet. So it's really asking, they're both translated as fly, and partially that's because the process of the translation of the Hebrew Bible into Greek, which was done at the behest of the potentate, I forget his name, but he He was in Egypt, and he brought the Sanhedrin to Egypt and put them in 70 different, some say caves and some say houses. But he, for, you know, under threat of death, he had told them to translate it to Greek. And there are many places in the Torah that the translation can be different understandings. And he, the reason he wanted all 70 to do the translation was to see that they were telling, they were doing it truthfully. So the miracle was all 70 translated it accurately. And in those places where it could have been translated differently, they all translated it the same. That was the miracle. But the reason, you know, there has to be a mystical reason as to what is this letter pei doing in this word to fly. And we'll find out, I'm sure, as we continue to read the Zohar. But that is the question that Rabbi Elazar is asking. Why is this additional pei in the word? What's the meaning of it? Verse 166. Amar Rabbi Shimon Razahu Beochdam Kael Diktiv Vaya Ale Echad Min Hashrafim Yeofef Da Gabriel Diktiv Haish Gabriel Asher Raiti Bechazon Batchila Mua Bia Al Haaretz Da Eliyahu Ishtekach Tadir Biara Bila Misifra Tia Babima Ishtekach Bihu Bedalid Tasin Diktiv Veruach Hashem Yasaacha Al Asher Lo Ada Eda Veruach Hashem Chad Yisaacha Terein Al Asher Tilat Lo Ada Arba. Rabbi Shimon said, this is a secret because it alludes to the creation of angels. Bird refers to Michael, that's bird spelled without the pei, of whom it is written, and one of the seraphim flew to me. One of the seraphim refers to Michael. To fly, Yeofef, is said about Gabriel, as it is written, even the man Gabriel, whom I have seen in the vision, at the beginning, being set aflight to fly swiftly. It is Eliyahu who is continuously upon the earth. Eliyahu is not connected to the side of Abba and Ima, because he flies with four wings, as it is written, and the Spirit of Hashem shall carry you where I know not. The Spirit of Hashem indicates one wing, and carry you the second wing, where the third, and I know not the fourth, thus the flea flies with four wings. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I thought the four wings were going to be representing the four letters of the Tetragrammaton.
Well, that's true. That is one understanding of the four wings.
Mm-hmm.
How many wings does an angel have?
Six.
Correct. There are two to cover the upper part of the body, two to cover the lower part of the body, and two to fly with. Because an angel does not have two legs.
Right.
And in the Torah, when you see the word birds, many times, not always, but many times, it's referring to angels. And that's why Balak, I think it's Balak, I'm confused between Bilam and Balak, but it's I think it's Balak, the son of the bird, or maybe Bilam, the son of the bird, I forget the wording. But he was using the bird as a tool to tap into the spiritual system, so that, you know, what today would be called the Akasha records. He was using the bird to tap into that, and the Midrash describes what he did. But the word bird is very much related to the angels.
Aren't the angels given the task of giving the message to the birds as someone who has only 30 days to live?
That's correct. But there's another way to know if somebody has only 30 days to live, and that's if you check the shadow like we do on Hoshana Rabbah. Because if you can check the shadow on the full moon of every month, and you'll know if someone's shadow has left, and that's an indication that they will pass within that month.
Hmm.
But wow. But this idea. The real question is, he's answered the question as to why would the extra pay relate to Gabriel. He's just describing it. He's not really giving us an in-depth understanding.
Well, isn't he the one that was the angel that taught Joseph all the languages? And so pay would have to do with the mouths.
Yes, that's true. And that is true, that he was the angel that taught Joseph the... But how does judgment relate to language?
Well, you speak the words.
Say again? Judgment refers to language because you speak what?
Well, I have said because, you know, when you speak, when you're working with learning another language, you usually repeat the words and back and forth, and you listen, and then you repeat the words.
But that's
not necessarily...
The words are not necessarily judgmental. So... You know, the source of language, being the Tower of Babel, is a judgment. So in that sense, it's connected at the source.
He's also the angel over America.
Not anymore.
Oh, who's the one now? Oh, who has taken his place? I thought Mikael was over Israel and Gabriel was over America.
Well, Hashem is over Israel. There is no angel over Israel. The 70 angelic ministers relate to the various nations. And Gabriel was initially over... I think it was Persia.
Maybe Babylon. Okay, wherever Daniel was.
Yeah, because spent, Daniel was living in Babylon, which is Persia.
Yeah.
And Gabriel wouldn't let Mikhail come in. And Mikhail needed somebody else to help over, another angel to help overpower Gabriel's, so he could give the message to Daniel. I don't remember what chapter it's in, but I know it's in the book of Daniel. But the...
Well, maybe it's 9:21, that reference there.
Maybe. But the... When America was founded, the eagle was relating to Gabriel, because the founders were Masons, and they were familiar with some of these aspects. But it's still, I'm trying to remember the year. There was a tsunami in the 90s. And there's a technique that if you take a natural event, an earthquake or a hurricane, and you go through the center of the earth, you draw a straight line from that event through the center of the earth where it comes out, it's telling you that the angel of that particular location on earth has been deposed. And I can't remember...
But I was aren't they still alive? I mean, it just means they would seem like we had a verse about that. That, I mean, they aren't destroyed. I can't remember what was the episode after.
Yeah, but it was somewhere in the 1990s. And it was said at that point that the negative angel, the Satan, had replaced Gabriel. So that's why I said not anymore. But of course, he may have recovered and replaced the Satan. Who knows?
Hmm.
I'll go ahead and read verse 167.
Okay.
Al pene da malach hamavet tehu achshich. Pene alma upi beya vehoshe al pene tichom rakiya hashemayim idamaran ole umaskin dwigomer amarabiyaba weha malach hamavet basheni itbere Ela al haaretz da Rafael Behu emana liasvavta tiara divkineya itrapiat aravakayam barnashala firafe lekol chay Chelea al pene rekia hashamayim da Uriel wikolahu bahra. The words upon the face allude to the creation of the angel of death, because he darkens the face of the earth. It is as written, and darkness upon the face of the deep. The word, the firmament of heaven, mean, as was written, that the angel of death goes up to heaven and accuses. He is Satan. He is the evil inclination. He is the angel of death. He is called the angel of death because after he accuses, he takes the accused souls, the accused's soul. It is therefore written of him upon the face of the firmament of heaven, because it is his way to accuse in the firmament of heaven. Rabbi Abba said, but the angel of death was created on the second day. How can you say that upon the firmament of heaven is connected to his creation when, as was stated, it is connected to the fifth day? But upon the earth refers to the angel Raphael, who is in charge of healing the earth. Through Raphael, the earth is healed and becomes inhabitable for man. He is the healer to the powers of the earth. And because the healing of the earth comes from him, his creation is indicated in the words upon the earth. While the words upon the face of the firmament of the heaven refer to the creation of the angel Uriel. And all the four angels, the carriers of the chariot, are alluded to in this verse. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I know in Zainu, Zohar readings, one of the ones we read last year, I think it was in there rather than here, that, you know, there's seven compartments of heaven and there's seven firmaments, and that each had a gate, both the firmaments and the different heavens. And so, and I remember it said that there were like passwords for each gate. So to me, it's kind of linking some of these angels possibly to, well, this one says the firmament of heaven. It's not telling you which name it would go, unless it's the one closest to, you know, the highest heaven. But that's what I thought of. I was looking for maybe a clue or a connection there.
You're looking for a connection between this discussion and,
well, the
something
different, with the different being in charge of each one of the gates. In other words, you have to have a password in order to be able to go in, and I think Isaiah said with one of them, Yah was the information you needed to know to get to Hotman Bina. And so I thought maybe these other angels were at each one of the gates of the heavens and the firmament, and later we would learn what the passwords were. But it may not be, but that's, I guess, because I read it either last night or the night before, that's, I saw a connection there, or possible.
Understand. The
probably far off, but when you say, what are your thoughts? Well, that was my thought.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm glad you said it. I'm just putting the, from my perspective, Mikhail is connected to Chesed and Gabriel to Givurah. And Raphael is connected to Tiferet. I believe, I always get Uriel and Raphael mixed up. And then Uriel is connected to Malchut.
Well, see, also, if that's the Sephirot right there, and each one of those heavens and firmament also related to the Sephirot.
Okay, yes.
It was either section 3, I know I read 1, 2, and 3 before you did the class, because I didn't know which one you were going to be on that night. And that's as far as I got, I think, was like maybe to 5. But I do remember it relating the heavens, the firmaments, also related to the Sephirot. So we have that as well as, I guess, we have an angel for each one as well. Which we know that everything relates to the Sephirot, no matter what you, whether it's colonies, whether it's patriarchs, whether it's matriarchs, whether it's prophetesses. So.
Very true.
What does it mean with the last sentence? That last verse and all the four angels, the carriers of the chariot, are alluded to in this verse. What is carriers of the chariot?
Well, the chariot is the... where it's where the throne is, where and God sits on the throne, and he travels by the angels. That's the metaphor.
Okay. And that's the Merkavot?
That's the Merkavot.
Okay.
That's the Merkavot.
Okay. Don't ask me where that came from, because I don't know, it just popped in my head.
I'm going to read one more verse.
Okay.
Ugin kach ketiv batreya vayivra Elokim et hatanimim hagdolim amar Rabbi Elazar ileini nun shavin memanan rav revan al shavin amin Ugin kach it beriyu, kal ho le mechewe, shalitan al ara. The text proceeds, and Elohim created the great sea creatures. Rabbi Elazar said, those are the 70 ministers of the upper world, in charge of the 70 nations, created for the purpose of controlling the earth. Thus they are called the great, instead of that moved, to teach us that they were created to be in charge. Questions?
Okay. My version gave the word, and Elohim created the great crocodiles. It didn't say sea creatures, so it was kind of confusing because I've always associated the crocodile with Egypt. So I'm glad. You know how I told you on one of our last sessions that our editions from time to time will have a few words different than what
right.
you read. So sea creatures is a lot different than crocodiles, you know, just giving you one type of sea creature. Or seeing that it's Bereshit 1, you know, chapter 1, verse 21, you're not very far into the Torah, so you would kind of have an idea that he was talking about the sea creatures, but I don't know if I would have caught it that fast. I would have still questioned the word crocodile.
Crocodile is the sea creatures of the negative system. And in Aramaic, the words can be it can be the same word, of course. So, and when the way the Zohar was translated into English, the Kabbalah Center hired four different people to translate it. These were Aramaic scholars. They weren't necessarily experts in the Aramaic dialect of the Zohar. So after the first publication, Michael Berg went through the translation and made corrections, and so that's why it's been changed to sea creatures in the later publication.
Mm-hmm. Well, Malk and I checked our versions, and we both have 201, even though I got mine in 204. So our edition is the 2001, which was the first edition. So that's probably why ours is a little different.
I'm looking at
I'll check with Brandy and with Judy, because they bought theirs so hard just a few months ago, and we'll see what edition they have. Because it's just occasionally
the publication is, I'm looking in the book I'm reading, and it says it's a first edition. But it doesn't say the year of publication.
See, ours says on Roman numeral 3, it says copyright 2003. And then underneath that, it has an address, and then it's Director Rothberg. And then it says first printing 2001. Revised printing 2003. So,
anyway, I
think it depends if we had different versions. Like I say,
where does it say it was printed?
On Roman number 3.
No, on my page, it's saying it was printed in Canada.
Okay, well, mine says published by the Kabbalah Center International, 155 East 48th Street, New York, Robertson Boulevard. You know, the typical Kabbalah address.
Right.
So.
Okay. We're not going to solve that.
It's not a big issue, but it will help us if we see we have different versions. Like last week, that was the first time that paragraph was so different from your reading.
Right.
And, you know, so we'll check with Brandy and Judy's edition, and if it's different, well, then we can copy whatever's different in our books.
Okay.
I didn't mean to take up so much of your time for that.
Not a problem. We will have a Tikkuni Zohar reading at 9 o'clock tonight. So, have a good evening.
Good evening. Thank you. Good night.